Second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Looking in dirt, back and forth. Oh! He broke his ankles! Now he's got an entourage! And he's got a touchdown! Houdini! What a play! 47 yards!
Hello and welcome in to the Thunderdome podcast as we enter week 10 of the Thunderdome, getting closer to the playoffs, and delighted to be joined by two of the top three optometrists in the Southeast, James and Dara. How's it going, lads?
Well, how are you?
Not too bad.
Welcome on.
Thanks very much. Ready to have a chat about this football season. It's been pretty good, pretty smooth.
Yeah, it's been pretty smooth for both of you. I mean, this is three of the four of the ugly division. And you two lads are riding high on the top. Well, Dara is certainly riding high on the top. James, I mean, you haven't tasted heights like this since 2015.
I'm hot on the heels of Dara, you know. I mean, I knew it was only a matter of time before I found my form again. Finally, results have been favourable, apart from the result against Tigue last week. So surely I should actually be on a 7-2 record, because that was lost by 0.5 or something. So yeah, realistically, I'm a bit sour about that.
No way.
And then there is also the loss I had earlier in the season to Dara, when I had 130 something points and he had 140 something. So, you know, and Considering this week that definitely would have won.
You need to be virginal 200 to beat me now, I think.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to wait till Sean does that to you in the final. So,
well, Dara, I mean, what are you, 7-2? Is it, or 8-1, or 7-2?
Two losses. Two losses.
You got Christian McCaffrey back as well this week.
Yeah, so I've a few lads back now, so back to full strength, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm pretty happy with
him. Yeah, he also got George Kittle back as well this week, which is kind of frightening.
Yeah, the team is horrible. You look at it; it's terrifying. He just has. Yeah. I mean, you got Kyler Murray at quarterback, Kittle at tight end. You've got three great wide receivers. You've Alvin Kamara, and you have Christian McCaffrey running back. So,
I said to James, in fairness, I actually this year I spent ages planning out who, like doing mock drafts and planning out depending on who would or wouldn't go around that round, like what I'd do. And it worked.
Yeah, you're the favorite. I thought Sean was the favorite until Derrick Henry went down, so I think you're the clear favorite now. So.
Yeah, when you have running backs like Kamara, Swift, as well as McCaffrey.
Swift, I didn't even mention Swift.
Keenan Allen, McLaurin, and Jamar Chase. You actually have selection headaches because they're too good.
Yeah, and these were lads I was targeting, like Chase in the late. I got him a late enough round, but and Leonard Fournette. Like a few of my late round picks worked out so well for me.
Yeah, they did. If you win it, you deserve it. That's for sure.
But there's a few other really good teams though, so I'm not that confident. There's one team, I don't know who it is again, but I'm sure we'll see as we go along. He's got ridiculous wide, like the top five wide receivers or something of them.
It could be Olsen, but he's doing shit, so don't worry about him.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. I mean, there's not a huge amount of news that I want to talk about in the NFL, I suppose. Odell Beckham, you signed him as well, Darren. Not that you need any other superstars, but spent 26 fab on him.
Just took a punt on him just in case he comes good. If he teams up with a good quarterback, he's done nothing with the Browns, obviously, the last 2 years. So he's been... He's not someone you could play in fantasy football the last 2 years, but he's a talented wide receiver. So I just took a punt on him just in case he gets a good quarterback and turns out to be decent.
Yeah, he's cleared waivers, so he's a free agent now. So he can sign with whoever he wants to sign with. So that's positive.
Has he been linked with anyone? Has there been any strong rumors or with anyone or nothing?
I haven't heard anything yet.
I haven't seen anything strong. There's a couple of teams. I mean, obviously the Chiefs need somebody. The Browns need somebody, but he won't be one there.
None of my connections have said anything yet.
ideally, I'd love to see him with the Chiefs because then I think he could have valued him. But
it's a funny one though, because like so many guys have got in there at the Chiefs as well and like not done anything. You know, like Watkins would have one game and then disappear for 6 or 7 and then come back again with another 2-3 touchdown performance and you'd be like, oh God, you just can't keep him on your team.
Well, last season, Watkins was like the wide receiver one in week 1 and then he did nothing until the playoffs. Yeah. So. But that doesn't mean that it'll be like that. I mean, I'd be delighted if you went to the Chiefs because Mahomes needs a bit of help there. But we'll see. I mean, you know, the Lions obviously need it. Wide receiver, but are they really going to splash out on someone they're not challenging this year? So you'd hope he goes to a challenger, you know. The Ravens could be somebody.
Ravens could. I mean, they're a funny team now at this stage. I don't know, I just watched them and I'm not half as excited about them as I was like 2 years ago when Lamar was tearing it up, but they seem to be a funny
They've been hurt, haven't they, with a few injuries, like that's kind of affected their offense.
Running back, they sure have.
But
I mean, speaking of Lamar, it's a good segue into his fantastic performance this week. Putting up 30 fantasy points and surely winning the day for whoever started him at quarterback in their respective fantasy leagues, wouldn't you say, James?
Yeah, absolutely. Paddy's bench absolutely smashed my bench this week. It was a tough one to watch, but I was just glad that he actually decided to bench him because he decided to play Joe Burrow instead, who put up a wonderful, absolutely incredible 7.3 points. I was delighted with that one, to be fair. I was watching Lamar Jackson tacking up points. I was like, you keep going, Lamar. You keep going. I was just delighted that he was doing nothing. Burrows was doing nothing, but he unfortunately got that one wrong.
I'm actually on the podcast here with the only two teams that broke 100 points this week.
Yeah, you know, you're speaking to the elite, Steve. So
clearly.
It's a week for the love defense, you know.
That's it, you know, you got to pick your defense. I spent 11 fab on my defense. They scored me 12 points, you know. Nice. You got to do it.
It's a great return. I mean, you didn't need it in the end, but...
No, that was nice. But it was definitely worth doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, team solid game, James, considering how bad a week it was for fantasy in general. That was a good result.
Yeah, it was solid. I mean, the guys, nobody was outstanding. Like, they were just all fairly all right, which is fine by me. If I can score 100 points every week, probably need a bit more than that. But yeah, 100 points is solid.
Yeah, so look, I mean, and Paddy's making a run for 2 trophies in a row, so it's always good to see. So we move on to another game. We might as well start going through all the games. So we have Mike against Kev. Pyrrhic victory, getting the win against Kev. Kev was really clinging on to hope here that David Montgomery would come through and win it for him on the Monday night, getting only 9 points, needing probably closer to 20 to do it. So didn't quite put it off. Mike? I mean, Justin Herbert was great. Any thoughts?
Justin Herbert was very good. I mean, Kev was actually chatting to me. He was over here with me on the night, and he kind of goes, I don't know, should I start James Conner or what? Like, and then James Conner ran in for a touchdown, and then it was like, don't worry, he's not going to do much more than that. And then he throws up 37 points.
I was a bit disgusted about that personally, because I started Chase Edmonds, who got injured on the first carry of the game. So... obviously, I think a significant amount of the 37 points would have gone to Chase Edmonds, but
definitely. But I was delighted as well, because in the other league I'm in, I actually started James Conner and he won the league. He won the game for me against the team that was 7-1. So I texted him and I said, just that class start by me, that James Conner won. You know, not the Austin Eckler start. I was expecting him to get those points, but you know, I'll take him from whoever. But yeah, he said he nearly spat out his coffee in the morning.
It's a bit sick because it's one of these things, if James Conner started against you, it's because that manager was forced. They had no choice and they had to put him in there. Like, so you'd be a bit sick if it happened against you.
You know, I was happy with it anyway. But yeah, it looks poor old Kev there. He looking at that on the bench and he lost by 8 or 9 points, was it? That would have done it.
Quarter of pack. Every week, Patterson gets like projected to get like 5 points, and then he's always double figures, smashing it.
Yeah,
I don't think they've corrected the predicted score there yet.
Yeah. I think they've boosted it to like 10 now or something.
He's been really good. I mean, James Conner, like, the Cardinals are just good, and they didn't even have Kyler Murray, Dara, but they're a really good team, aren't they?
Yeah. The Cardinals are incredible. Yeah. Like, who did it? Like, they were missing a load of players, like Hopkins. Who else were they missing? And they still destroyed.
Yeah, Hopkins, Chase Edmonds, and Kyler Murray. I mean, that's their wide receiver one, running back one, and quarterback, you know?
Yeah. And they still smashed it. Jesus. Yeah.
So they're great.
They are a talented team. I mean, when you look at their wide receivers, sure, Christian Kirk could be a wide receiver one at lots of teams. AJ Green is a former wide receiver one. They have Zach Ertz now at tight end. They brought in James Conner, who was fantastic at the Steelers for a few seasons. So, I mean, yeah, they're not doing too badly there, even with the backups.
No, and I think, is it Colt McCoy? Is the backup quarterback? He had a very good game as well. So, we might as well get this one out of the way. Ian hammered me in the end, 94 points to 74. I mean, after the first round of games, I was feeling pretty confident because he had Josh Allen on feck all points and Cortland Sutton on no points, and Kadarius Toney had done nothing either. But then my team went and did nothing. So it was just crap. And Ian obviously delighted with himself. So. Fair play, Ian.
Yeah, the tight end play there from Ian is pretty good as well. 18 points. That's impressive. Yeah.
Well, that happened Monday night, so it was a lot closer before that.
Right, yeah. And did you have anyone Monday night as well?
Just the Steelers defense. I needed the defense to go nuts and for the tight end to do nothing. But I didn't. Look, I wasn't really in it. Like.
Yeah.
I'm confident, in fairness.
Yeah, Greg Zuerlein didn't do much to help you anyway.
It's heartbreaking when you see one of your running backs go down in the first play and just like, oh, God. You're relying on two of your players to have absolute monsters to make up.
Yeah, it was just a funny week that, you know, nobody, I mean, Joe Mixon performed, nobody else did. I mean, even really for the both teams, apart from the tight end, no one else really performed, bar the running backs, Chubb and Mixon, you know.
And Mahomes is guaranteed 20, like guaranteed.
Yeah, he's hit a bad patch for him.
25 to 30. So yeah, it's a funny one because I wouldn't have expected it.
Yeah, he's one of these guys you draft him because he's so consistent. But anyway, I was going to say, Zuerlein getting no points. The Cowboys were just awful, and they couldn't do anything against Denver. So that's a bit of a freakish game. But
yeah, no, it was. It was a very odd one. I was watching that one, and I was kind of like, this is one of the best offenses apparently in the league, and they just couldn't get anything going. They were like, in fairness, Denver were just better. That was it.
Yeah.
The kicker got zero, and he wasn't injured, or they didn't have anyone else kicking.
No, well, I mean, they didn't score until the fourth quarter, and then at that stage, they were going for two-point conversions because they were so far behind. So, So that's what happened. So we might as well move on. So congratulations, Ian. you may have lost the final when it actually mattered for the trophy, but you got this mid-season win, so enjoy it. We move on to Dara getting a smashing win. A little bit, just a little. Dara getting a smashing win. 100, Jesus, Dara. Like, you know, everyone else is just scrabbling around for the odd extra point here, and you're putting up 130 versus the now second best team in the league, Sean, with God's favorite team. So it must have been pretty sweet, Dara.
Consistent performance. Yeah, happy.
I just stick Christian McCaffrey there in the flex. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I was thinking that, you know, it was between him and Ayuk, and you know, I made a bad decision, so.
Yeah, Ayuk was a better decision, yeah. That was shit out of you. You would have got a whole three more points.
Happy, obviously. I was nervous against Sean. Sean, you know, was it this week he lost Derrick Henry? Yes. Or it was last week?
Yeah, this is the first week he didn't have him.
This is the first week he didn't have him. Like, obviously, you know, even without him, he still has a great team. But
I think Jonathan Taylor got 33 points on Thursday, and I was like, oh, it'll be a hard one for Dara to pull this one back. You know?
When I saw when I threw in Hines and I saw he got me 18.8, I was like, oh,
sweet. He took the sting out of that. Like, he made it a 15-point game from Jonathan Taylor. I just looked at Hines and I went, wow, he could not have picked a better week to start Hines.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when I saw my little, you know, you get your little, like, your little buzzes saying that Hines has got a touchdown, I was thinking, oh, surely Taylor's had a quiet game if
Hines is doing.
He's still at 33. So I was a bit, at that stage, I was nervous.
Yeah, it's huge. The running back's going for over 50 points, you know.
Return of Kittle.
That's nuts.
Dolphins defense put up a big score for me, so it would have been closer otherwise.
Yeah, you murdered him. But Sean will still be there. I mean, Seb, look, both of you are locks for the playoffs now anyway. So
is 7 wins the threshold?
Well, I think if you could not make it at 7 wins, but there's so many games, they're bound to win another one by the end, you know.
I hope I'm bound to win another one.
Yeah, plus they're way ahead in terms of points, so those two are
locked. Yeah, true. Like, so. Well, Darren's not that far ahead.
No.
Is he not?
He's only about 30 points ahead of me. Sean's about 100. Sean is still number one, technically speaking, because of his points difference.
It's true, but Dara hasn't had Christian McCaffrey for the last 9 games, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, at the moment, I'm 35 points behind Dara, so still a good way off. But you know, one bad week for Dara, and I'll be back there. Just have to get a few guys injured.
So we have Aranjaboom versus the Henry Sellers. So the Henry Sellers on a tear. Is this 4 wins in a row?
Yeah.
It is 4 wins in a row. I actually texted Stefan and I just went, what the fuck have you done? Like, I was like, this is nuts. Because he was texting me, like, the week I bet him, I think, was his 5th loss in a row. And I said, oh, look, hard luck, and that sort of thing. But I actually didn't feel sorry for him at all because I won. And after that, he got a win. I said, oh, fair play, you got your first win. And then he got a second. I was like, Jesus, like, you know, he's doing well. He texts me back and he goes, yeah, but the thing is, I'm not scoring very highly. I'm just scoring more than the team I'm playing against.
No, this was probably the third highest score, close to it anyway, on the week, 98. So, he's putting the wins together. Like, I mean, it's not a... Yeah, fair play to him. So
we thought he was a lock for the Dickbutt final after the first 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But no, he's done well to turn it around.
And has he got some players coming back off injury? He's got Clyde Edwards-Helaire probably coming back soon as well, so that should help.
Yeah, I think he's probably better off with Williams just playing, because Williams seems to put up consistent points. Edwards-Helaire is a bit of a fantasy moron.
He's been really unlucky with Robinson and Golladay. They're usually pretty solid. Robinson is like your man, the rookie just hasn't got going really yet.
Yeah. It's like Golladay, since that hip injury last year, hasn't come back right. I don't know what it is. I had him last year. I did a trade for him and he got a hip injury straight away.
He's been constantly injured,
He's been constantly injured since then. So I just say it's a recurrent issue. I don't know that it's the same injury now, but he just can't seem to get fit now. And then I don't know what's with... it's probably just the quarterback situation at Chicago. That's why Robinson isn't doing well.
Yeah.
Because he's last. But anyway, they can't seem to get it right.
And Tigers team, it's not that anyone was particularly bad, it's just no one particularly stood out this week. Yeah.
I need to get the game up here, I don't know.
And also the Bills, I think that's what killed him really. You know, he's got the 3 Bills and they had a terrible game against Jacksonville.
Yes, he's very reliant on the Bills, so that was probably it.
It's usually a good team to be reliant on.
Well, that's it. I mean, kicker, I don't know if you can call it overly reliant, I suppose, kicker and defense. But, the offense. I mean, Stefan Diggs did pretty well, 11.5, so it wasn't the Bills that killed him.
No. No, I mean, look, he would have beaten most teams. So probably this week, everyone put up such bad scores. Yeah. So we'll move on. So congrats to the Sellers, 4 wins in a row. And we got the... Did we talk about the Turds versus the Kamikaze Pilots? This, I cannot believe this game. John's team was horrendous. Before the game started. Now he, I mean, obviously he would have trashed me as well, so I can't really be saying too much. But
It didn't. It didn't help Bolton the fact that John started all his players, though. So you know that's not really fair.
Because he usually forgets to.
Because he usually forgets to take at least two players out of his team.
That's true. And the Patriots' defense putting up 20 points, and the Bengals getting minus one didn't help.
Yeah, he should have started Gronk and Antonio Brown, and then it would have been fair, you know. Yeah.
That's who I was saying is a class team, is John's team, looking at his bench, like Hopkins, Metcalf, Gronk, Brown, when they're all back.
Yes.
Wilson, Chris Carson, Kareem Hunt out as well. Like his team this week was absolutely, like, you know, you couldn't be missing more players than that.
his team this week was trash. He had Deontay Foreman in there. Like, I don't know, like, what is he doing starting Deontay Foreman? Like, he has Landry in there, who is a good player. Rondell Moore, who he picked up off waivers for a fucking crunchy. David Johnson is in there. I know he has Dalvin Cook, but Dalvin Cook didn't have a good game by his standards. So Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and the Patriots basically won him the game.
Yeah.
Patriots D. Yeah. The rest of them all put in their little €2 and €3 together and made a tenner out of it.
But you're right there. Like, actually, John's team, who was all healthy, looks very strong, you know?
I'd put, as an outside shot for winning the thing, would be late surge from John and go all the way.
Yeah,
it'll just require that he actually pays attention for the rest of the season. So I wouldn't count on that.
Plus, I think Gronk. I don't think Gronk's going to be fit. I'd be surprised if he actually makes it back. But Cook is not terrible either. So
no, Cook is decent.
So we'll see. Yeah. So I mean, James, how do you feel about your chances this year then?
I feel like I'm fairly safe at not going to get the dick butt. That's how I feel. The rest of it doesn't matter because I don't feel I'm going to be there or thereabouts at the end of it. I'll just know I'll be at the playoffs more than likely at this stage.
You got to push on, though. I mean, if you get into the playoffs, like, you got to go all out for it. Like, you know, you don't always get there.
Yeah, well,
not you, but one doesn't always get there. So when you get there, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, well, I will absolutely go for it, and I will probably change one more thing in my team like I do every week this stage, because I tried to pick a team this year that I didn't have to do any tinkering with, and I've done pretty well.
I must say, what this year has made me realize with James is like how much this fancy league affects his overall life, you know, just because every time I chat to him on the phone, he's so much perkier on the phone this year. Like, you know, hi, Dara. Hello. Whereas, like, the last 2 years was like, wow. he's really.
I swear we had phone conversations regularly, Dara. I mean, I don't know. I think I last phoned you last month.
Regular enough, like, to know that I've noticed that.
This is it. Look, fantasy football is the best upper and the worst downer. Like,
I just need to start a North Korean style fantasy football league where my team just wins all the time.
You mean like as in you just you run the league?
I run the league and it just sends me notifications on how good my team is all the time, and that I'm getting all these people saying, "Oh, James, you're so good, you're fantastic at this. How do we get better than you?" That must be how it's felt for you the last few years, Steve.
For a while I thought you guys were just letting me win, like.
So, you know, it must feel awful now. You've tasted loss four times this year. Like, that's not happened.
It's the most losses I've had in about 5 years.
The worst part about it is you still have a winning record. That's what I can't get over.
Not for long. Ulton's had a bad run of it, but I'm playing him this week, and he actually has a very good team. So I Chase Edmonds would have been a very important starter for me this week as well. So he's gone. So we'll see.
There you go. Well, yeah, it could be 5-5. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Edmund's gone for long or just a short term?
I think it's a high ankle sprain. So, he did not put him on IR, but I mean, he'll be out the next two games. I think they have a bye after that. So, he's gone for three games anyway, I would think.
Yeah. Has there been any more word on Calvin Ridley, or is he just out indefinitely?
No word. So, I mean, he could be gone for the season. I wouldn't be one bit surprised if he didn't come back. But you never know. He could be back next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange one, that one. Obviously, something and his personal life gone wrong.
Yeah. I know. In fairness, he's still a very strong team even without him. And Calvin Ridley hasn't been good this year. So
things wrong in their personal life. Was it Henry Ruggs? Was it?
Yeah, that was rough.
Jeez, Christ.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously terrible for the person who got killed, and I mean for Ruggs, who's really just a kid. You know, I mean, he's lost everything now. You know, and that's something he's going to live with. You know.
Yeah.
But I never understand with like NFL, they're such elite athletes, like compared to any other sport. You know, they're the quickest, the fittest, the strongest. But yeah, like there's so many stories of them like off their heads drunk and stuff like that during the actual season. I don't understand how they can maintain such high level of athleticism and be like partying all the time.
Well, you see, the problem is that they're idiots, a lot of them. Like there's just so many of them that just don't have anyone to look after them, and they've come from poor backgrounds and there's literally no education there for them to realize that there's anything outside of football, and they just think they're everything. They're the be all end all of everything. And look, I'm going to do what I want to do. And it happened with Michael Floyd a few years back. Remember, he was just at a set of traffic lights, absolutely pissed.
Yeah.
And basically they pulled up to get, and he tried to drive away, and he wasn't able to drive away because he was that drunk.
Like it was like, funny because your answer, I agree with what you're saying, James. You know, when Dara was asking the question, I was trying to come up with a diplomatic way, kind of say they come from a disadvantaged background, whatever. And James just came out and said, "Well, they're just idiots." So I was like, "Oh, that's great. He's got it out there now." So
there's a lot of idiots in the world, sure. And it's the same in soccer. Like you have the exact same stuff. They get loads of money all of a sudden. They just go, "Oh yeah, this is great. I've made it to the top," and they don't think for a minute that, "Well,
It bothers me sometimes, but it is a thing about the NFL that I do feel almost like these kind of young guys from disadvantaged backgrounds, particularly young black kids, it's almost like they're kind of taken advantage of, and we'll put them there, put them in a running back, and we let them smash their brains into oblivion, and
No, I do. I genuinely think that there should be like guys appointed to each of them. They have enough money. There should be someone appointed to each of them to kind of go, "Hey, look, yeah, you need to stop this," before things get out of hand. Or like, I mean, yeah, you can't have someone holding their hand all the time either. But
it's difficult. Have you seen the Last Chance You series on Netflix?
I've seen a good bit of it. Yeah,
it's great. But I mean, you can see what they're dealing with. Like these kids are, troubled. They're really troubled kids. It's very hard for them to get, and they have a lot of supports there for them, but it's very difficult. You can see how some of them, even though they're really talented, just mentally or just because of their background or the circumstances they have at home, they're just not going to get there. You know, there's no way they can hold it together long enough to play in the NFL. You know.
Yeah, I think that's where my response of "they're all idiots" came from. Because which season did you see the third season where the white guy who thinks he's black is the coach?
Yeah.
And he just starts going, "Right, well, this guy, he's a fuckstick." And then he just goes on and he goes, "Yeah, and this guy, he's a fucking fuckstick." And he just keeps calling each and every one of them like fucksticks. And it's like he has no other word to describe them. Like, it's actually hilarious. I'll have to find it and put it in the group later. But it's actually one of the funniest scenes because he just doesn't have the language to explain like what's wrong with these guys. Like,
yeah, it's just the way he expresses himself. Yeah.
It's just so funny. Like, if you haven't watched it, do. It's Steve, brilliant.
Steve has a difficult job now trying to like edit this and beep out all.
none of this is getting out. This is going out. What's the word? Raw. It's going out raw, unchanged.
Why would it have to be edited, Dara? We didn't say anything bad. Like,
no, I mean, James was just quoting him. I mean,
I was quoting fuck stick.
That's QED. True.
All right, look here. I think we'll leave it at that for the podcast, lads. So, anything else you wanted to mention before we finish up?
No. You just need to, like, I think it was 6 minutes where I started going off on that. So you can just cut the last 6 minutes there.
Okay. Well, look, thanks, Dara, for coming on. Good to chat to you. And best of luck on your championship run.
Cheers. Best of luck, lads.
Yeah, James, I'm hoping to knock you out of the last playoff spot, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Who knows? I hope you end up fourth in our division, but we'll see. Always dream.
So waivers go through tonight. Thanks for coming on, lads, and take it easy.
Cheers. See.